Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
305, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon, and let me start by saying welcome back. Charles Pyle has rejoined the operation, and we're just absolutely thrilled to have him back here as the news director and taking care of news in the afternoon. Rock solid news guy. I mean, a real news guy, not somebody doing his best to sort of kneecap folks. We've certainly had that, haven't we, throughout the years. We've seen it and heard it and read it. No, Charles is a real deal. And we're just very happy to have him back on the team. So welcome him back. If you would, please, you get a chance, you can reach out and say, nice to have you back on the air. You sound good, as always. We've got one of my favorite people joining us just about an hour from now. You know I love the Gov. Former Virginia Governor Doug Wilder is going to be here. I would suspect, amongst other things, he's probably got an opinion or two about this outrageous pay raise for Michael Rao at VCU. It's amazing. Oh, I mean, what was it? 16% pay raise. Anybody get a 16% pay raise? I know I didn't. I should probably text John Reed, see if he got a 16% pay raise. Anybody there at the Radio Factory that got a 16% pay raise? Well, heck, did anybody get a pay raise? No. We've all lost money, because that's the way inflation works. Inflation goes up, your salary stays the same. That means that you're actually making less money. You have less buying power than you did before the inflation kicked in. It'll be interesting to see what happens this week with the Fed, right? The Fed is, by all accounts, going to cut interest rates. Could be a quarter of a point, could be a half a point. And that should do a couple of things. It should move the mortgage market in the right direction. Mortgages should come down in terms of their interest rate, making it easier for people to purchase homes, making it easier for people to sell homes, making it easier for people to relocate or move up or enter the property ladder in the first place. That's all good stuff. Part of the problem with all of this, as you know, is that in the distance, 50 days from now, we've got an election. Now, that's election day. What we all need to be aware of, we have to remain cognizant of, is that we now have election season in the United States of America. Elections are now months long. And even though we're talking about 50 days till election day, is it this week or next week that early voting begins in a lot of places? Oh, and when I hear that there's no fraudulent voting, oh, we've never had a problem with fraud. It just doesn't happen. It's never happened anywhere, Jeff. I mean, you're crazy to even think that it could happen. How many years have I been here? You know what I got in the mailbox today? Showed it to Heidi. The Massachusetts Secretary of the Commonwealth sent me my form to get my Massachusetts absentee ballot. Now, I have not voted in Massachusetts, have not lived in Massachusetts, have not paid taxes to Massachusetts, have not registered. I don't live in Massachusetts. I haven't lived in Massachusetts for years and years and years. But every election, primary as well as general election, since I've moved, I have gotten the form from Bill Galvin, who has been the Massachusetts, I always forget. Sometimes that we call them the Secretary of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and then we called them the Secretary of State for a while. I don't know what the official title is now. You know why? Because I don't live there. It doesn't matter to me. But every election, I get this form, and if I were so inclined and I were interested in doing something wrong, I could easily fill it out, and I could easily get my official absentee ballot from Massachusetts. You think I'm the only person in America, 300 million people in America, I'm the only one who has been given the means to do that? I don't think so. I don't think so. The attempted assassination of President Trump, and can we please refer to it that way? Because that's what it was, right? We heard Charles Pyle earlier, because he's a reporter, actually telling the truth, the attempted assassination. But if you listen to some places, You know the one. All right, MSNBC, CNN. Well, there was a shooting near the president. Well, how much closer did you want it to get? The guy's got a he's got a rifle. He's got a scope. He's got all sorts of, apparently, equipment and things. He's a noted hardcore left-wing wackadoodle. How come that is not coming up in conversation? You know, when this happened yesterday, and his name came out almost immediately, I looked at Heidi and I said, you know, if his name had been something else, we wouldn't have heard about it. If there was some other way that this could be spun, it would have been spun. Well, I was wrong. There was another way that it could be spun, and you're hearing it. Not here, but you're hearing it at other places. Where they say, well, there was a shooting near the president. No, this was somebody who was looking to assassinate President Donald Trump. Now, I will defend until the cows come home your right to hate Donald Trump. If you hate him, you hate him. You're not going to vote for him, you're not going to vote for him. I'm not here to change votes. Believe it or not, that's not my job. But you cannot, if you are a decent human being, defend someone who tries to assassinate the president, or in this case, the former president of the United States. Either you understand that it's wrong, or you're a very, very sick person. You want to hear where I think the crazy left-wingers like this Ralph character are getting the incentive? How about cut number three? Oh, wait a minute. Before we do this, I'm going to give you a warning. Now, this this comes from MSNBC, so hang on a second. I would just urge you, seriously, if you're going to have a drink, have it now before you listen to this, because otherwise you're going to spit all over your computer screen. And if you are driving, you may just want to pull over to the side of the road. Because, again, it's MSNBC. And I will remind you that I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. No, really. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. Cut number three, please.
It is just unquestionable at this point that that man cannot see public office again. He is not only unfit, he is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
Wow. Has to be eliminated. See, your rhetoric and the rhetoric of the left, which has told us now that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy, that Donald Trump is the modern day incarnation of Adolf Hitler. Well, put yourself in the mind of someone who thinks that they're doing the right thing. If you and I were placed in a situation and they said, hey, listen, see that guy over there? That guy's going to grow up to be Hitler. Oh, he's such a cute little baby, right? Right? I mean, this has been done as a psychological experiment for decades. Here's a beautiful little baby. He's adorable. My gosh, he seems like he's having a good time. He's laughing. He's playing with his rattle. And then somebody says, well, that baby is going to grow up to be Adolf Hitler and then is going to slaughter millions and millions and millions of innocent people. Well, what are you going to do? Well, what do you mean? Well, you wanted to play with the baby. Well, sure, it's a cute little baby. He's cooing and ooing and chewing. And, you know, what? He's not chewing, that's for sure. But, you know, I mean, he's doing all that other stuff that babies do. Yeah, but he's going to be Hitler. So this has been a psychological mind analysis and discussion for decades. What would you do? It is not as easy a question to answer as you might think it is. But now let's fast forward. Let's say we're in the year 2024, and for the last, I don't know, 4 years, 8 years, you have heard that Donald Trump is the modern-day incarnation of Adolf Hitler. He's destroying America. He's evil. He is going to end this democracy, and he's a dictator, and blah, 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 blah. And you're already crazy. Now, you hear that, now you think you're going to do something good, right? I'm sorry, the leftists who have talked about Donald Trump in those terms absolutely positively own a huge chunk of this. Now, it would be nice for everybody to play nicely together and stop with personal attacks and stop with the outrageous characterizations. But I don't know if that's going to happen. So it's left to you and to me to simply be honest as we address it. Regan Reese from the Daily Caller's with us at 3:35. Why? Well, because Governor Glenn Youngkin is playing a pivotal role in helping President Trump get elected. We'll talk about it. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.